Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we are going to be reading a psalm together. Today's psalm is a bit longer. It's 50 verses long, so we're only going to be reading from one translation. And today's translation is the English Standard Version. We're going to read Psalm 18. This is a psalm of David. It says at the beginning of the psalm that it's a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who addressed the words of this song to the Lord on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hands of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. So let's read together the words of Psalm 18 from the English Standard Version. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord. To my God I cried for help. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked because he was so angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him. Thick clouds dark with water. Out of the brightness before him, hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. And he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and rooted them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from on high, he took me. He drew me out of many waters. He rescued me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were far too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord dealt with me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful you show yourself merciful. With the blameless man you show yourself blameless. With the purified you show yourself pure. And with the crooked you make yourself seem tortuous. For you save a humble people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation and your right hand supported me and your gentleness made me great. You gave a wide place for my steps under me and my feet did not slip. I pursued my enemies and overtook them and did not turn back until they were consumed. I thrust them through so that they were not able to rise. They fell under my feet. for you equip me with strength for the battle. You made those who rise against me sink under me. You made my enemies turn their backs to me, and those who hated me I destroyed. They cried for help, but there was none to save. They cried to the Lord, but he did not answer them. I beat them as fine dust before the wind. I cast them out like the mire of the streets. You delivered me from strife with the people. You made me the head of nations. People whom I had not known served me. As soon as they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreigners came cringing to me. Foreigners lost heart and came trembling out of their fortresses. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation, the God who gave me vengeance and subdued peoples under me, who rescued me from my enemies. Yes, you exalted me above those who rose against me. You delivered me from the man of violence. For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing your name. Great salvation he brings to his king, and shows steadfast love to his anointed, to David and his offspring forever. So that was Psalm 18. And if we have a look over the last few Psalms of David that we read, we see that a number of them were David crying out for help. Clearly he is surrounded by people who are out to get him, they're out to kill him. And finally, David is in a place of safety. He starts off, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. We can take this as an encouragement that even when things are tough, we know that we will be delivered. But when it does happen, we need to make sure to turn back and give God the thanks and praise. How many times when we're unwell or we're under stress do we pray and ask God to help us? Well, hopefully we do. And God loves it when we go to him and we speak to him and we ask for his help. But it's also important to remember that once these troubles are over, that we should give God the thanks and the praise. David goes through his story of people surrounding him, about destruction being all around him. And then in his distress, he calls upon the Lord for help, and the Lord hears him. And then we get what could seem like a very scary picture of the Lord. That he's got devouring fire coming from his mouth, that coals are coming forth from him. He's riding on a cherub, he's coming swiftly on the wings of the wind. But when we are in trouble, this is what we want. This is what we need. We want someone to come and save us, to fly on the wings of the wind, to be by our side, to be our refuge. Talking about the wings of the wind reminds me a bit like Superman. I once heard someone say that the story of Superman and the story of Jesus are very similar. Superman comes from another planet with these amazing powers and is able to save loads of people. Likewise, Jesus came from heaven. He did wonderful miracles, but he didn't just save some people who lived in a particular city. But Jesus came to save all people, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The Lord comes and delivers us. He hears us when we cry out. He is mighty and he is strong. He is the one who equips us with strength. He is the one who gives us the feet like feet of a deer, that we may run and move swiftly and gracefully, avoiding trouble. He is the one that trains us and equips us for war. Now, we may or may not be in a time of war where we are, but it is the Lord who equips us for the things that we are coming against. It is the Lord who gives us the skills that we need, and the Lord who sends his Spirit to be with us. He is our deliverer. He is our rock. He is the one who hears us. So do not be discouraged. Remember, David has other psalms where he is crying out for help that doesn't seem to come. And yet here, finally, it has arrived because the Lord has arrived. So take courage. The Lord hears you. The Lord knows you. The Lord will deliver you. The Lord is mighty and strong. The Lord keeps his promises. Be encouraged. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God and my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Thank you very much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. Goodbye and God bless you.